Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, I hope you're all super excited for a new episode of Happy Hour this week. This one's with Max. Yay! It's so much fun. We talk all about our relationship, future plans, how to find the one. Before we get into it, I wanted to introduce a sponsor of today's show. So this show is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. If you remember from my previous episodes, Cash App has a free app that makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. Whether you owe a friend for a bet you lost or just want to settle a group dinner that one person paid for, Cash App is the app to use. That's when I typically use it, and I find it the most convenient is just settling like group dinners or something that one person paid for and everyone can pay them back. So Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You can get big discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and way more. It's literally like having credit card perks, but just packed into a free debit card, which sounds pretty good to me. I'm also so excited to be working with Cash App to be supporting one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, that's just all caps, one word, HAPPYHOUR, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. And you guys probably remember why the Jimmy Fund is so near and dear to my heart, since my friend Ange was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma this spring and is treated at Dana-Farber here in Boston. So I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code, since we can fundraise so much money together for the Jimmy Fund. You'll get $10 to you and $10 towards defeating cancer, which sounds like a pretty awesome deal to me. Again, use the promo code HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. Welcome back to a new episode of Happy Hour. This week we are joined by a very special guest, Max! Woohoo!
Yeah.
Are you so happy to be here?
I am. I didn't think it would be this soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I thought I would be a later addition.
No.
To your pod.
You're everybody's favorite. It's funny because these past, like, four episodes, or no, I guess two, just Mandy and Taylor, and now you, like, now I keep having guests.
Yeah.
People probably just miss me by myself. I mean, that's why they're here, sure. Right? No. They love you. They're going to want to hear everything you have to say, babe.
I feel like they get enough of me in the vlogs.
Well, and you come up in every episode. Like, I talk about you every episode. So this is only fitting that you're here right now.
Yeah.
But currently, I'm in Reading, Pennsylvania, you guys. You know where Max lives now. So I thought this would just work out really well, that we could record this little episode together. And I really want to let you talk a lot. I want to hear from you.
Okay, I'm going to try my best.
Because I don't shut
up.
I'm
going to try and be chatty.
Good. And
for the people.
Yeah, and they want to hear what you have to say. You're so interesting. I love when you tell me things. Guys, sometimes Max gets in these, like, chatty moods, and I love it. And I'll just tell me about, like, I remember when you, where were you on a trip recently for hockey? Not Newfoundland.
Maine. And Maine. Worcester.
Yeah, and I remember you FaceTiming me, and you were just telling me all the stuff that happened with hockey, and, like, I don't know, and I was like, wait, I love this. He's just telling me so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like since you talk less, it's like quality over quantity. Like, I'm quantity, not quality. Like, I just don't stop. And you talk when you have something interesting to say.
Sure.
Like, all the stuff that comes out of your mouth is value.
Wow, good to know. Well, thank you.
I love it, but maybe it's because I'm in love with you, so I don't know. I'm biased. Okay, so we are going to have Max jump in to the format that I have for every episode. So first this week, we are going to talk about what we are currently happy about. So take it away, baby.
Well, first, I'm happy that you're here visiting.
You probably feel like you have to say that.
It was a long month without you.
Yeah.
So it's good to have you back for the time that you're here. But other than that, hockey is going really good. We're in first place in our division right now, and I'm starting to play a lot more just because a lot of people are changing, going up and down. We've had some injuries, which is unfortunate on our team, but
a good opportunity for you.
An opportunity that presents itself for me. So it's been fun.
Wait, okay, back up. You're first in the league right now?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
Yeah.
Why did you not tell me? Really good team. What the heck? Wait, babe, that's so exciting. Yeah. Literally, how did I not know this?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. See, this is what I mean, you guys.
I know. I don't get into the hockey details with you. I don't really like talking hockey with you.
Yeah, we just talk about cinnamon buns and Christmas movies, so it's like different. Wait, see, that's something that you could totally call me up and be like, guess what I found out or whatever.
Yeah.
You're funny.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about hockey because there's questions about that.
Sure.
But that's really exciting. That's definitely like something to be happy about right now.
Sure.
What the heck? I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we need to celebrate. That's hibachi tonight. Guys, we're about to go to hibachi tonight. Well, not like about to in a couple hours. I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part about Reading the last time I visited. I hope you know.
Good.
But, okay, that's so exciting. And what I'm happy about currently, let me think. Just that I'm with Max right now.
Yeah.
I'm so mushy. I've been a lot better about my world not revolving around you. No, it still does. Since being long distance, like, I've gotten really independent. I talk about that. Like, I've been happy about that. But obviously, I love you, and I'm so happy with the time that we do have together. And so, clearly, my highlight this week, like gals on the go would say, what I'm happy about right now is that I'm here this week with you, and that we get to record this podcast together. And now we get to eat food together, wake up with Patrick, brush teeth with Patrick, eat lunch with Patrick.
Yeah.
I just like living life with you.
I do too.
Just like everything together.
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
To, like, when we're together.
I would rather just do everything together and be attached at the hip if it was up to me.
Sure.
So that's what I'm happy about currently. And then you guys know we always talk about a happy quote, and this I was really thinking about because I'm like, Max says, we've talked about quotes in the past, and you guys know I always live by, like, everything happens for a reason, or we've talked about stuff like that, but this quote really stuck with me, and Max told it to me, and I really like it, and he told it to me, I think, right before my ACL surgery?
I think so.
Or just, like, you guys know I've had a really rough spring, like, some point in the spring, and I really like it, and it really stuck with me, and I feel like after you told me that, I heard it more, or, like, I just would tell people about it more.
Yeah.
Because it's so true. And what he told me is, the world gives its toughest battles to its strongest soldiers. And I've honestly probably talked about that in videos. I, like, know I have. Or maybe even in podcasts. And it really stuck with me. And I was like, that's so true. Or I think what I've heard other than that is, like, the world only puts on your plate what it knows you can handle. Like, same kind of thing. Like, you are so strong for living through the hard things in your life, and know that you're going to get through it. And I hope anyone listening that needed to hear this is hearing it and is like, yeah.
I also thought of another quote.
Oh, what is it? Tell us.
That ships are safe in the harbor, but they weren't built for that. Like,
oh, wait, I like that.
You know?
Now that I, like, think about it and what that means.
Like, you have to be comfortable with getting out there and taking risks and doing things that you're not necessarily comfortable with, but you just have to know that you're strong enough and built to do anything, I guess.
Oh, that's really cute of you.
So,
like,
there you go. There's another quote for
you.
There's
your motivation for you. Get out there and get after it.
Yep.
That makes me think of, like, you could sit in your house all day and be really safe sitting in your bed.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to go drive your car and do stuff. And that's different. But you know what I mean? Like, oh, I like that.
There you go. There's another quote.
But, it honestly makes me think. I was telling Max today, too, it wouldn't be one of my podcasts if I didn't talk about my favorite person, Tori DeSimone, because I love her. And I was telling him today how I listened to her latest.
Sterling now.
No, it was Sterling. Now it's DeSimone.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Tori DeSimone's.
Off track.
Podcast, she was talking all about, like, manifesting her life, and just, I don't know, when she was talking all about how we're all on our own path for a reason, and she was saying, like, if you run into someone that you don't want to, or whatever it is, like, you were put on the path that you're supposed to be on, and you run into people when you're supposed to at certain times, I don't know. It kind of just reminded me of that. Like, if you run into someone that you're avoiding, like, there was a reason you're supposed to see them. Like, it'll teach you something, or I don't know. Okay, getting into the questions, because you guys had so many questions for us, and they're not really in any specific order, category. It's just going to be rapid bang, bang. Fire yeah. all I'm over the place. About these, are by you the ready?
Way. Yeah.
They're like what I would expect.
Yeah.
I mean, like, overwhelmingly, two kinds of questions, which I'll get to, but first question, do y'all ever argue? You seem so happy.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I think we maybe little things annoy each other or mm-hmm. get on our nerves a little bit.
Yeah.
But never argue or really fight even or yell at each other. Mm-mm. Never that.
Yeah, I agree. I know I forget when I was talking about it the other day. I think with Jessica Howell, because you guys know I recently was in Curacao with her. I don't know why it came up what we were talking about, but we were talking about like couples that fight and how it's so sad and like unhealthy relationships. And she was like, I could just never imagine, you know, Brent like raising his voice at me. And I'm like, Max has never raised his voice at me. Like, that would be terrifying. And like relationships that have that, like, that's so scary. And I hope anyone listening doesn't ever have that. And I feel so lucky that we don't have that, and we really don't fight. And all I can think of is, like, little tiny things that get on our nerves or, like, bickering, but not even really.
I just think, like, yelling and screaming, it doesn't accomplish anything.
What is that going to do?
I think just rather speaking and having a normal conversation about whatever it is that is annoying us. Yeah.
I can only think of, like, a handful of times that I've done something that, like, bothers you, but then you tell me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, like, I didn't know, or whatever, yeah. And it's way better that we have a conversation about it, and if you yelled at me when it happened, I would be like, what, and I'd probably yell back and be defensive and, like, yeah, what does that do? Yeah. But, you guys, it's literally, like, the smallest things. Like, Max will be like, I've been waiting for 30 minutes, and you're still putting on mascara, and I need a bagel, I'm so hungry, like that, or he'll be like, can you put away your dish and your sriracha after our avocado toast? And he was like, was it today or yesterday? Yep. Today? He goes, I know, it was 2 days. I don't remember.
Oh,
it was
probably both days.
He's like, oh, the sriracha didn't make it to the fridge, did it? And I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. He just knows. I'm a dawdler.
I know you'll get around to it, but I like being prompt. And
yeah. That reminds me of growing up. My parents would, like, have me do, like, a chore of the dishes or something. And they would get so mad, and they would end up doing it. And I was like, well, why did you do that? I was going to do it. And they were like, well, we don't want you to do it in 3 hours. We want you to get it done. So, yeah, it's literally little things. And just, I feel like we're inherently very different people with different, like, you just have your things together and aren't a procrastinator and are very, like, efficient and productive. And I feel like I struggle with that. So that's kind of where we differ. If you could live anywhere, where would you live and why?
I liked living in Boston.
Did you?
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I could obviously live on the Cape, being from there and just loving it there.
Yeah.
I think probably I would say Boston, or like any other city, really. Probably not New York, though.
Yeah.
And then I can see myself making it back to the Cape at some point.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know. I really like that you said that. I have a big smile on my face right now, you guys, because I'm freaking obsessed with Boston. Obviously, I still live there. And just, I've lived there for the past, like, 5 years now. And I just love it. I think it's great. And, like, I love New York, but New York is just overwhelming. And
it's good to visit, I think.
Yeah. I think I could live there at some point in my life, honestly. Like, I really do love it there, and I've always thought that I would live there. And then after living there for a summer, I was like, whoa, I need, like, take a sec to, like, breathe. Like, life is so fast there. Like, life, like, zips by. And yeah, but I'm really happy you said that. And that's just, like, this next question. Like, my answer would definitely be Boston. So the next question is, will you guys stay in Boston to start a life together or move somewhere else? And do you plan to move in with Max next hockey season?
Oh, interesting.
So
I don't know where we'd start our life. Because I think, well, it already started, I guess. But it depends where we'll be in our careers, wherever you'll be or wherever I'll be.
Well, I can be anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's wherever you'll be.
Yeah. That's basically what I was getting at. But
yeah.
And as for next season, the plan is for you to come with me wherever I am, whether it's back in Reading or somewhere else or...
Mm-hmm. What maybe, if it's really far?
Maybe in Europe. I don't know. Maybe. But we'll see.
Oh,
we'll,
my gosh. I, like, forgot that one.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah. So, yeah, if it was up to me, starting a life together would be in Boston. But it's going to be, like, yeah, I feel like when I think start a life together, I just think, like, when you move in together. I guess it could be when you, like, buy a house together or something. But clearly that's, like, way farther down the line. But I feel like... we will start our life together next fall whenever I move in with you wherever you are, and that is the plan, because it said is your plan to move in with Max next hockey season, and that's yes, because I'd rather just not be long distance, and with my line of work I can be anywhere.
I think our life together will really start come April after this season ends and I'm back living together with each other.
Yeah.
And maybe having a third member of our little family.
It's not a baby. Yeah. You're probably like, is she expecting? Yeah. You're like, no. April. Like,
a due date. No. No.
A due date for another furry friend.
It'll be a golden retriever, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I think that's literally like the last question on here.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. How do you know if a guy wants to be serious in college? How did I know that you weren't, I'm not going to say this word, a playa for, like, lack of a better term? I feel like I have to answer that.
Yeah, you can answer and I'll see.
Okay, so, sadly, I feel like a lot of guys in college aren't really ready for a relationship or aren't really looking to be serious. And obviously there's, like, a select few that are, Max, one of them, being one of them, he's very mature. But I feel like a lot of guys in college are just like, Saturdays are for the boys, and they just like love being in their friend group and going out and being social and talking to a bunch of different girls. And like, I'm not even just against guys, like girls are like that too. I feel like a lot of people enjoy being single in college and just like living their life, like with their friends, just being social. And how did I know that you were different? You just really were different from the beginning. And a lot of guys, I don't know, I feel like everyone's just so kind of like playing a game and so low key and not trying to care more. And if two people like each other, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna like reach out, like they have to reach out to me, or I'm not gonna like compliment them, or you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of this game and it's just so stupid. Like, if you feel a certain way about someone, freaking tell them, because life is short. So
yeah, I never really understood when like like either guys or girls like, oh, like they haven't like texted me, like, or I can't text them first, like I can't do that, like,
yeah,
I just think if you want to talk to the person, just talk to them, like,
yeah,
text them or arrange a movie date or Sweet Green or whatever,
or run up to them at the bar and hand them their whiskey sour.
Yeah, that always works too.
But yeah, so Max was just so different from the beginning and like was just very forward and just like, I don't know, like,
yeah, I think when I was at Brown, my mindset towards a girlfriend or significant other was very different, and I was not ready to have one at all because I just really enjoyed spending time with my guy friends and going out with them and doing whatever that may lead into, and not having to really worry about any other one besides like myself. Yeah. Really.
And I feel like if you had a girlfriend, obviously that would just take some time away from being with your big group of guy friends. Yeah, like, you guys were so close, and I feel like you just weren't looking for that. I like wonder if I was at Brown how that would be. Yeah. You'd probably be like, sorry, sis, other priorities right now.
I don't know.
But then, like, coming to BU.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're, like, more mature in your four years that you grew up from freshman year to, and then you were a grad student at BU. But, yeah, he just was so different. I know I keep saying that. And to kind of tell you how, like, I just remember from the beginning being, like, and I'm sure I'm not alone with dealing with a lot of guys that are just kind of like, ugh, like, I just knew, like, no, you know, like, no. Like, they didn't have the right intentions. They weren't, like, trying to be your friend or get to know you. It was just very, like casual, like it just wasn't gonna happen, and I was just like, okay, this is not happening. But with Max, he would like text me during the day and be like, how's your day going? And I'm like, why is he asking me about my day? Or he would Snapchat me and be like, I like your outfit, or like, I don't know, like he was just so nice and like genuinely like wanted to be my friend and like wanted to get to know me. And I was scared because I was like, why is he asking me about this? My parents were like, Gretchen, he's literally nice. Like, get to know him. Like, give him a chance. I'm like, okay, you're right. Because I was freaked out, which is so, like, messed up because I'm used to all these guys that are just, like, not good guys. And, yeah, so he was just different and very sweet.
I just think if a guy is trying to make an effort and hang out with you, at normal times during the day rather than 2 Saturday or 3 a.m.
Yeah.
He may have other interests other than just
hanging out with you on the weekends.
Hanging out with you on the weekends.
Like wanting to get to actually know you. Yep. And I think that when someone likes you, you're going to know that they like you. And when you're questioning it, they probably don't like you, or they're playing games and doing the whole, like, I want to care less type of thing, and you don't want that anyway. Like, whenever anyone's like, oh, I don't know, or like, I know they like me, but I don't know yet, or whatever, it's like, when Max liked me, I knew that he liked me. Like, it was very obvious, and I feel like that's the kind of person you want to be with anyway, you know?
Yep.
How to find a guy like Max, so we kind of just talked about it, but I just feel like recognizing that this person really cares about like you as a person and getting to know you and like asking you things about you and is different than every other guy on their sports team if they're an athlete, because athletes are just typically not the way to go.
No, athletes are the right way to go. Deep down, they are all very good guys.
Yeah.
I've never met a bad guy.
Yeah, I just think a lot of them in the mindset of college are like with the boys and not looking for like a relationship. Yes. But then there will be a couple that you can wife up.
Sure.
What is your favorite date we've been on?
Ooh, that's a good question. My favorite date was last winter going to see the Nutcracker.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
And I'm excited we get to do that again.
I know.
Yeah, probably that one.
That was so special.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And we went to my favorite restaurant before. And we were just so excited about it for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. Honestly, I feel like just like a random low-key one. Like last minute, like going to Genkiya in our sweatpants.
Yeah.
When it would be like a Sunday at like 9 p.m. and we would leave your dorm and like...
And we sit down for like 14 minutes and just eat sushi and leave.
And we had our favorite table in the corner. Yeah. We would be in and out literally in 14 minutes and cram sushi down our throat. But it was like the best.
So good. Yeah.
And I just, like, love those little moments. Or obviously, like, the lay-down movie theater in Fenway.
Yeah.
Like, we love those.
Yeah.
That's where our first date was. But, yeah, honestly, maybe any little random time at, like, Genkiya. I just like the little moments. But, like, the big ones, like the Nutcracker, Hamilton, are, like, crazy exciting, too, since we were just at Hamilton. Is it awkward when you and Max see each other for the first time after a while? And I thought this one was so interesting because I honestly feel like in long-distance relationships, sometimes people feel this way. If you haven't seen each other for a really long time, luckily we really don't go more than like a month without seeing each other. And I feel very privileged because I know some people get mad at me and they're like, oh, imagine if you were in a real long-distance relationship and you couldn't see each other for a while. And
settle down, you people.
I feel like it is so different. Like, obviously, so much time has passed, so much has gone on since the last time you've seen them. And I feel like the first time I got off the plane, I was so nervous. And I'm always like, I forgot what you look like. But it is just so, like, it's just so different to be back with them. So I feel like that is a thing. And I feel like it's not awkward, but you just have so many emotions. And I could see why some people would feel awkward being with them, because you're just so not used to being with them for so long.
Yeah, I don't feel awkward.
Yeah.
I do get a little nervous leading up to it, but then when I see you, then it's like
we've
been back, like you haven't left.
Yeah, so. Like we've been together the whole time.
Yeah.
That's so true. And I just feel like in general, we're very comfortable with one another, and I'm sure a lot of people are like that in their relationships, but... Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like smiling this whole podcast. This is so fun. When are you guys moving in together? So we kind of talked about that. But Well,
at the end of the season,
basically. I guess I was gonna say next fall, but I guess technically in April. So yeah. Max is going to come back to Boston and live in our apartment with me and yeah. Taylor again, and finish out our lease. I literally forget when it's up, June or July. We'll be together in the summer, wherever we are, and then next fall, wherever that is.
Yeah.
So a lot of question marks, mm-hmm. but we'll figure it out. And I don't really care where we are, just as long as we're together. So. When was the first time we said, I love you?
Our 3-month anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. After dinner.
Mm-hmm.
After we got back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember it so specifically. Yeah. I could feel that it was coming. I was
thinking about it in the car.
Yeah.
And wanted, I was going to say it.
Guys, I knew it was coming. Max has this look on his face. Like, okay, first of all, it was a very special night because he just scored a goal in his game at BU and I cried because I was so excited. That was really funny. And then we went to Beneveno's in the North End and I had like the biggest chicken parm. It was so good. We had the yummiest dinner and we were Ubering back home. And I literally remember like it was yesterday. We were on the Mass Ave Bridge in the Uber and he looked over at me and he looked at me like so specifically. And I was like, this is like the loving look. Like he looks at me this way and he just looks like, I love you, you know? But he did, and I was like, what? And he was like, nothing. I'm like, he's going to say it. Like it's coming. And then we went back to my apartment. And I think you might have been, like, standing up, like, changing. I don't even know. I think I was sitting on my bed, and you were just like, oh, I've been meaning to, like, tell you something. And I was like, what is it? I'm so nervous. And you were like, well, I'm just going to say it. Like, I love you. I know I do. And I was like, I probably, like, cried.
You said it back.
Of course, yeah. Bubby.
That would have been embarrassing if
I didn't. Imagine I was like,
I'd be like, okay.
All right. See you, love. See you later. But,
that would have been terrible.
No, I feel like I knew for a while, too. And I just had to wait for you to say it. Because we were just saying how it's good to be, like, upfront and forward and just tell you. But if I told you, like, a month in, you would be like, what? Like, and I just feel like the guy's supposed to say it. I mean, you do whatever you want to do in your relationship. Like, I'm sure girls say it first, too. But I was just wanted to hear you say it first. And I remember we talked about when we knew we loved each other. And I feel like I knew when I was, well, I said kind of before, but you said when I was at your house over winter break with your whole family. And I really felt the love then too, because that was just like so fun.
You got the royal treatment that
winter break. Yeah, I did. Max would go play hockey in the morning at like 8 a.m. I would sleep till like 10:30 and I would wake up to like Eggs Benedict, a coffee from Nirvana. Like it was the best ever. But we just got to hang out with your whole family. And I remember we went to Barcelona, one of our favorite places in Boston. We went right before Vlogmas started. So it was like end of November. And I was like, oh, he's so special. Like, I just remember that.
Yeah. And I got you a gift.
For the beginning of Vlogmas.
Yeah.
He went to my nail salon in Boston and he got me a like certificate to get my nails that I get, the dip nails. And I was like, he is so freaking cute. And the little card said mush on it. And I was like, you literally went to my nail salon? Like, how did you even get there? Yeah, I was
very uncomfortable going in there.
He was like so out of his place. No one
spoke English. And they're like, oh, what do you want? Like, you want your nails? I'm like, no, not me.
But yeah, so that was really special. When did you first know you wanted Max to be your boyfriend? So I guess for me, and you could say when you first knew you wanted me to be your girlfriend. When did you know?
I don't think there was a specific moment. It was a more of a accumulation of moments put together where I was like, oh, I like hanging out with this girl and
she's all right.
Spending time with her and talking to her every day. So yeah.
Might as well date.
Sure.
I remember when I first was like, maybe I should give him a chance. And then I was like, wow, I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's so sweet and kind in his personality. He's not hard on the eyes.
Wow.
And yeah, I think it was like accumulation of things too. And I was just like, I want to date him. Favorite memory with each other?
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All our traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Nutcracker.
That's what I was gonna say.
Hamilton travels. Recently.
Oh, that was so much fun. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. In general, our travels together have been really special. And I feel like it's just time with the two of us, like, interrupted. Uninterrupted. Interrupted. No. Yeah. What plans do we have in store for 2020?
A furry little friend.
That's immediate. We are so similar. Like, we're so different, but we're so similar. Like, all of these questions that I ask, I feel like you say what I think you're going to say or what I would say. Like, we're so similar because that's all I thought of, too. Yeah. And obviously, we talked about moving in together next hockey season and just spending all year together.
Yep.
But, yeah, when he gets back to Boston in April when hockey season is over, a furry friend, which we'll talk more about at the end because that's the last question. Hi guys, it's me interrupting quick to tell you about Orate. Orate is fine jewelry made in New York City, founded by women for women. And because it's all real gold, you can wear it and you never have to take it off for showers, cooking, sleeping, working out, or anything. It's really jewelry for life. Like the three rings I have on right now, you guys, from Orate, they're stacked up and worn together. They never come off. I'm literally lazy and I need nice jewelry that can keep up with me since I don't want to have to take it off ever. And I don't have to do that since they're real gold. And all of Orate's pieces come with a lifetime warranty because they know it lasts. So you can give the gift of high quality, sustainable jewelry this holiday season without the killer price tags. And this is because Orate cuts out the middleman markup and sells directly to you and me, so they can offer the same quality as traditional designer brands at a fraction of the cost. People always DM me, you guys, about my stacked gold rings and if I have a promo code for them, and I do. So for 15% off your first Orate purchase, go to oratenewyork.com/happy. And that's ORATE.com/happy, and then use my promo code happy for 15% off. I'll spell that out again so you can make sure you get it right. It's just ORATE NewYork.com/happy, using the promo code happy to get 15% off. And yes, you guys always ask me about my jewelry, so Orate is my favorite and I would definitely recommend. Without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Okay, how has long distance been and what's it like being long distance, like post-grad, that kind of thing, because this girl said that she was about to go through the same thing.
Well, we've been lucky where you are very flexible in your schedule and your work, where you are able to come visit so often, which is nice and makes it a whole lot easier, but sometimes it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've handled it pretty well so far,
mm-hmm.
Given that it is still early.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've done a good job of communicating and talking and FaceTiming with each other and things like that.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot easier to be apart.
Yeah. I feel like communication is obviously the most important because that's really all you have when you're not physically together in person. Like, you can't just go hug them and make it all better. Like, you have to FaceTime them, text them, call them, communicate with them.
We actually figured out how to do the movie on FaceTime,
mm-hmm.
which was really fun, and we watched The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
Well, we finished The Parent Trap because we started it together,
mm-hmm.
and then we finished the second half on FaceTime, and that was really funny.
We need to do the movies over FaceTime together more often. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And if you're in a long-distance relationship, this is how we figured out how to do it. We're going to tell you the secret. It's kind of a process, but it works really well this way. So you have one AirPod in each person, and so I hope you have AirPods. Or I guess you could just have...
Headphones.
Headphones. Just have one headphone in, though.
Like an earbud. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's the movie playing. So you have the headphones connected to the computer, and then you have your phone on FaceTime with them, just out loud.
Yeah.
So then you can talk to them on FaceTime, like on your phone with normal, and then I have that propped up on my computer, and then you have the movie playing in one earbud, so you hear both.
And so the other person doesn't hear your computer.
Playing
the movie.
Yeah, so it kind of took us a sec to figure it out. And yeah.
But it worked great.
That works really well. You said that long distance gets tough, and I'm just wondering, like, when you think it's, like, the hardest.
I think in term, well, most recently in our scheduling and trying to make plans so far ahead, especially with my schedule being so not set in stone, where Things are changing on basically on a daily basis where we have practice at one time one day, practice at a different time the other day, depending on whatever is going on. So
yeah,
I think trying to plan in weeks and ahead, months in advance, what we want to do or when you're coming to visit and things like that.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like for a lot of people in long-distance relationships, like, planning to see each other is the hard part because obviously you're both kind of like interrupting your lives separately to visit each other because you're living in different places, having different jobs, going to different schools, whatever it may be. So yeah, I agree. Like the scheduling can be hard. And what's funny is I feel like you are so like not, you're not a procrastinator. You're so like productive, efficient. Like I've talked about that, but I feel like you're also very like present and in the moment and you don't really like plan ahead and you just kind of live day by day, which is like
interesting. I can work on.
Yeah. Because I love to plan things ahead, which is weird because I'm so like kind of all over the place in a mess, but like, I want to know what I'm doing next February. Like I want to know. And so Max and I
I'm
kind of
very go with the flow.
Yeah. Differ there.
Like we'll figure it out when we get to February.
Yeah. And probably since like September, I've been like, what are we doing for Christmas? And he's like, oh my good Lord. Like that's so far away, you know? But yeah, that's kind of hard. The planning and yeah, like Max is obviously here for hockey. That's his priority. And he has like his games. But like you said, practice times can change and like team things can just come up. So you guys know Hamilton, I was like crushed. But then it all worked out because I just got new tickets for New York. Literally made us drive to New York and back and one day to go see it there instead. So that can be really tough because I was so upset that like something came up for hockey and he had to be with his team all day. But it's like ultimately, you know, that's why he's here. And I was like, I need to just be a good girlfriend and be like, do it. We'll figure out Hamilton. Like,
you're very understanding in that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to, like, compromise and understand each other's
perspective,
priorities, perspective, and you just got to work through it. And I feel like specifically being long distance post grad is like a special situation because so much is changing at once, and not only are you like leaving college, getting your degree, but you're also in this relationship that's obviously coming like from college and you are like living in different areas. So it's such a big time of change and it's hard, but it's also such a good thing. And I remember telling Max before we were long distance that I knew deep down it was kind of something that we needed, which sounds weird, and let me explain. I mean, like, I am just someone that I know I've struggled with being independent for a while, but I know in a relationship it's so important to be okay being alone, be okay being with your friends, being with people that isn't just your significant other in the relationship, because clearly there's times in life where you can't be together, whether it be long distance or, like, you're traveling or at a hockey game or whatever it is. And I just knew that I grew like so attached to you, and I would literally be sad when you were going to play hockey in the mornings or whatever it is. Like, I just always wanted to be together. So definitely an adjustment in the beginning, but long distance is definitely not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I feel like what helps me the most is just staying so busy. Like, I literally don't sit down, which is kind of extreme, and I need to be better at relaxing, but I just stay really, really busy, and FaceTime helps immensely and makes me feel like we're together and watching movies together and stuff over FaceTime. It's like sad because I just want to cuddle up next to you and hug you. But
I think also making plans with other people too is very helpful. I know for you anyway.
Yeah.
I know my schedule is usually busy with hockey and stuff, but for someone who can make time for friends and make plans for whether it just be coffee or lunch, just something to look forward to and do during the day is always good.
And always having your next plan of when you're going to see each other helps a lot because you look forward to that. But that's so true. Like, even yesterday, and I'm here visiting you, but we were both, like, busy and stuff, like, seeing Tori and then seeing my friends Amy and Megan. I was like, oh, this is so great to be around girls and just, like, talk with my friends. Because then when I do visit Max, it's like I'm not with any of my friends back in Boston. So it's, like, man central, and I'm like, oh, I miss like being around girls a little bit. So balance, you know. But yeah, just staying social. So what are your plans for the holidays, Christmas?
Good question.
Max doesn't want to think about it. All right, so Thanksgiving he might have like 5 minutes off.
Thanksgiving
so just no
gonna try and go to New York again and see Chase for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. His sister.
Yes, my sister. And my mother and grandfather, who are gonna go up for, I think, a day or two.
Yeah.
And see her apartment and stuff, because I don't think they've seen her stuff yet, so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go up there for the day, but we have practice Thanksgiving Day, and then we have a game the next day, so we don't really have much time off for that.
So that's, like, a lot of travel. That's, like, going to New York and back again in one day.
But
he'll try to see them.
For Christmas, we have a little more time off, which we're very lucky to have, and I'm happy that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be back Christmas night for practice, which is kind of a bummer. But
wait, you have practice on Christmas night?
Yes.
Oh, so you're leaving, like, first thing Christmas Day?
Well, like, yeah, in the afternoon.
Oh, boy.
But we have a lot of time off before then. We have, like, 10 days before.
Days.
So we're going to try and do all the rounds, make all the stops to the Boston, to the Cape,
Albany.
To Albany, and then I think back to Reading for me.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
But nothing is in place yet, but we'll get there.
Nothing's in place? We've talked about what we're going to do.
We have, but
like, tentatively, things can change. I've been getting better at being more flexible so that if something comes up or plans change, I'm like, okay, let it go. It's fine. But, yeah, we plan to be in Boston for a sec at my apartment with Taylor, go to the Cape, visit his family, go to Albany, visit my family, and then back in Reading. But I plan to be with you those 10 full days.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, these questions I typically don't like because they stress me out.
Uh-oh.
But
okay.
I think it's a good thing to ask. This says, where do you see yourself in five years?
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, one of these. So you would be 29 and almost 30.
Oh.
Dave,
that
is so scary to think about.
Yeah.
In 5 years, you're going to be 29 years old.
I know.
29.
Weird to think about.
Ah!
Yeah.
Wait, how old am I going to be in 5 years? 27. Okay, where do you see yourself at 29, bubby?
I don't know. Hopefully, still playing hockey somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I could see myself getting a real job, but that sounds weird. I don't really want to do that, but living with you somewhere, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
With maybe one or two furry little friends, not sure. Maybe just one, but we'll see. Maybe engaged? I'm married? I don't know. I don't know the timeline on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's too far ahead for me to look.
29.
Yeah. I have a hard time planning Christmas, which is like,
like
a couple
tomorrow.
Weeks away.
Yeah. Okay, I'm happy you brought that up because we're going to talk about marriage
and engagement. Oh, no.
That's, remember when I said there was a question that was asked the most? It was all like, when are you getting engaged? When are you getting married? Like, do you talk about when you're getting engaged? Like, all questions about that, but we'll talk about that. But yeah, where I see myself in 5 years is I'll be 27. So I would think married.
Okay.
Max is like, that's nice to me. Or I guess at least engaged.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know the timeline on these things. So.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like we talk about this at some point, but I feel like we knew early on in our relationship how serious it was for us and like how much we meant to each other. We'll talk about this because that's like a question. But yeah, definitely like living together. I wonder if we'll have like bought a house by then somewhere.
Maybe.
I guess it depends. It's kind of difficult because you playing hockey, like if you're still playing hockey, it's like so up in the air where you're living, or you could get traded at any time or whatever it is. So it's like, I don't know if like buying real estate somewhere is a really good idea if you could be leaving like the next day, literally. But I guess we will see, but together. So in 5 years, that means we would have been dating for 6 years and a month. Wow. Or maybe more than just dating. Okay. A little bit lighter. Let's lighten the mood.
Okay.
What is your favorite food to eat together?
Steak or sushi, I think.
Huh. Okay.
Or cinnamon buns.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
That's like dessert. That's not like real food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. We love going to like a good steakhouse. We're bougie like that. Like when we travel, we go to steakhouse.
I really like that you can eat steak and I can basically just eat as much as I can.
Because I really do.
Yeah, you do. Or we have similar appetites where we're like, oh, okay, we're gonna go for it. We're gonna go all out here, getting all the apps and sides and
yeah. Like when we go to Capital Grille or something.
Like we're doing it.
And we can go to Five Guys and eat like a cheeseburger so quick and all the fries. But then sometimes I'm like, I need some vegetables and we'll make our chicken salad and you can do that with me too. Yeah. And eat avocado toast and be more like healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like we like similar things. My favorite food to eat with you is probably cinnamon buns just because I'm freaking obsessed with them. What's really funny, you guys, is I remember when I met Max, I was like, yeah, my favorite food's got to be cinnamon rolls, but I literally have them once a year, like on my birthday, because I just know they're terrible for you.
Boy, did that change.
And now we eat them like every day because they're just so good.
We actually have some in the fridge.
We do. Maybe we should make them tonight.
Maybe not.
After hibachi, we're going
to
be full.
I'm
going
to have to
full.
Wheelbarrow you out of there.
Roll me out. Yeah. Does Max get annoyed when you're stopped by fans?
No. God, no.
Aw.
No. Definitely not.
Uh-huh. Because I know some of my friends do.
Are they?
Yeah. They're protective.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that.
No, you don't get annoyed. You're excited for me, and you get excited to meet them, too.
Yeah.
You're so good with the fans, because they...
Yeah.
A lot of them love you as much as they love me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We love meeting you guys. I love meeting you guys so much. I could talk to you guys all day long.
I feel like I have a good... eye and talent of spotting when you guys are like getting ready to like
come say
approach
hi.
Gretchen or like I can just kind of tell that you guys are fans of hers, and
Taylor's like that too. I am oblivious, which is so funny because I feel like I do not notice at all, and Taylor's like, oh, that girl definitely knows you, because it's just like a certain look, like people will. And I mean, I'm like that too. Like if I were to see Aspen and Parker, I would look at them with the look of like, I know everything about you. You know, it's that kind of look.
Yeah.
But no, I love meeting fans so much. And if I've ever met you in person, you know that, because I literally interrupt your whole day and make you tell me all about yourself and like what you're doing in life. And I want to know about you because you already know about me. And yeah, you don't get annoyed by being stopped by fans. What is your favorite and least favorite things about each other?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Take it away.
All right. Now we're getting real. Okay.
I told Max to be real about the least favorite things. We've been dating for a year and a month. Today is our 13-month anniversary, in case you were wondering. 13-month anniversary. But there's definitely things that we...
Do you want my favorite thing or my
Maybe
least
do least
favorite,
favorite
thing first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then do favorite.
Least favorite...
I already know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I already know.
You're dawdling.
Yeah.
Where I need to be better at understanding, but I'm always very quick to get ready, obviously, because I'm a boy. But
yeah, you just can't get it.
Yeah. I try to tell Gretchen when I want to leave, but I need to start giving her a buffer zone of about 45 to an hour.
No, you just need to be more specific. Like, I told him the other day what would really help me, because he'll get upset with me and I don't want to make you upset. I'm like, what would help me is if you just told me a time, because it's always like, let's get bagels, and I wake up and I'm like, okay, and then I start to brush my teeth and he's like, I'm starving, and I'm like, oh my god, I still need to like put on mascara and like put on my clothes. And if you just said like, be ready at 9:45, I would be ready at probably 9:50. But
but then there are other times where I feel like we're ready to go,
but I'm
but
not.
Then you're either just like on your phone or doing something. Where
I know, I try,
but usually it's,
my dawdling bothers
you. Business
you.
Related, so
yeah,
I let it slide, but yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna be it.
Yeah,
because I'm always doing like a million things at once, and I don't know if I'm like inherently late, but
I think you just lose track of time sometimes.
Yes. I'm not good with time management.
Where you're like, oh, I have 2 hours to get ready, but I'm going to wait till I have 15 minutes to get ready.
Yeah, and it's like I should just do what's most important first kind of thing. Yeah. Like drag my feet. Okay, now what's your favorite thing about
favorite thing.
Let's move on.
Okay. Favorite thing is that we enjoy so much similar things. Like we have so much fun together doing whatever it is we're doing because I feel like we're very similar.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things I like about you. I could go on and on.
Oh, tell me more.
just like your work ethic and just how proud I am of you.
Thank you.
Of all you do and your impact on a lot of young girls and some boys, I guess, in their lives, and how a lot of people look up to you and strive to be like you, and I'm also one of those people, so there you
You're
go.
You're so cute.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Taylor. Taylor's like, I just love, like, the impact you have on people and, like, what you're doing. That reminds me of her answer. That's very sweet of you.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, here we go. Guys, least favorite thing about Max, like, I'm not even trying to be like this, but I literally, like, can't find something. Now you probably feel bad that you said something. Mm. I literally don't know, like, he is just so kind and sweet and caring and, like, understanding and nice to me even when he is upset with me. Like, you're so patient.
I can probably think of one thing that I do that annoys you. Hear that.
Video games?
Yeah, but when you're trying to, like, text me or, like, call me and I don't answer because I am...
On video games?
Playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, or... Well, I'm always talking, like I said, so sometimes I'll say stuff, but you'll be on your phone, and you're like, wait, I, like, totally didn't hear that. And I'm like, pay attention, I'm so important.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, Max is just, like, the best, so there really isn't something that I, like, really don't like. I'm sure if you asked me in 5 years after we've, like, lived together, I could be like, oh, he always does this, or, like, I don't know, something, like, random. But favorite...
That reminds me.
What?
Oh, we didn't flip the laundry, but...
Oh, honey, we didn't flip the laundry.
No, we didn't. It's going to be sitting there.
We didn't. That's okay. We'll fix
okay.
it.
Okay. It's only been a couple hours.
So, favorite thing about you?
It's not on the tip of your tongue?
No, I, like, honestly can't pick because there's so many things. I wrote you a list of 100 things
yes,
that
did.
I love about you. Like, any of those. I'm going to get emotional.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a tear coming in my eye.
Man.
But you're just so kind and, like, always thinking of others. And not even just me. Like, how you put your family first. And you always are, like, in contact with your mom and your grandma and your grandpa and Chase. And, like, asking about my family and your friends and my friends. And, yeah, you're just very selfless. And I love that.
That's cute of you.
You're very kind. Okay, moving on. Okay, this says advice on shooting your shot / like how do guys see it. So I guess maybe like how to shoot your shot if you're a girl or a guy, or like how do you see it if you're a guy.
Just go for it, just do it. I think my dad told me this advice, and I use it quite a bit in every scenario.
Really?
And it's always like he said the worst thing people can say is no. So I use this all the time. We did this the other night going through the drive-thru. And Wendy's was closed, but someone was at the window. So I was just like, okay, like, you got any, like, fries back there, like, laying around, like, that like, we can have?
Uh-huh.
And worst thing they can say is no, and I wasn't going to get any food anyway from them, so.
Yeah, it was closed.
So might as well try it, give it a shot, and we got a whole bag of fries for the ride home.
That reminds me, that's another one of my favorite things about Max, is that he's so, like, not afraid to ask for what he wants. And I don't even know how to put it. There's, like, a million instances I could talk about.
There's actually a lot.
There's so many. Like, he's just so, like, charming, I feel like, as a person. I feel like that's a part of it. And since you're cute and, like, really attractive and stuff. But also, like, he's just so not afraid to ask for what he wants. And he always, like, has a way of getting what he wants and, like, making life easier and just, I don't know.
Yeah, so if you want to talk to a girl, go up and ask her for her number. Or if she says no, okay, go to the next girl. Like,
yeah. You know? Yeah. go on to the next one. Yeah. Plan B. I feel like that's definitely easier said than done. How, how eloquent of you. Just do it.
Yeah, actually, though.
But, no.
And I feel like girls like assertiveness in a guy.
Yeah, not aggressive. There's a fine line. Like, you were never, like, too much where I was like, but you were just, like, persistent, but, like, very. But, like, in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, very sweet, not, like, angry or, like, too much or anything, you know? But, yeah, like, I just keep thinking about how I just, like, am in awe every time this happens. Like, we didn't have cash and we had to pay for parking, and Max was like, oh, you think we can just, like, park anyway? I don't know how he even says it. It's, like, the way he says it. And the guy's like, yeah, sure, man. Or Max will be, like, it'll be, like, no refills. And he's like, hey, do you mind, like, giving me a refill anyway? And they'll be like, oh, sure, totally. Like, he just asks.
I like the one that.
For what he wants.
I was we were parking. Or in I Newport. Was. No. I was picking you up from Soul Cycle, I think, in Boston. And I parked at a meter, and the guy happened to be working, and he was, like, changing out the meter, like, taking all the coins out. Mm-hmm. And I was just, like, kind of joking with him, and I was like, oh, you want to leave a few in there for me? And he was like, yeah, like, sure. How long do you need? And I'm like, oh, actually, like, I don't know, a couple hours, whatever. And he's like, yeah, sure, we got you. And I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, you just always, like, I don't know, just ask for something that would be, like, helpful, and people always say yes. Like, I told him if it was me going through the Wendy's drive-thru, I would have been like, dude, I'm so sad. I was so excited for my, like, shake. And he would have been like, sorry. And I would have been like, dang it. And I would have drove off. Yeah. And Max is like, have any extra fries laying around? And the guy's like, sure, man. So, I don't know. Yeah, don't be afraid to ask for what you want. And
first thing they can say is no.
So how do guys see shooting their shot? Like, just going for it, and then if they say no, the guy, like, isn't really hurt. Well, I guess it just depends on the person, but I feel like you wouldn't really be hurt. You would just be like, okay, that sucks. Yeah. Moving on.
Gotta get the bat off your shoulder, son.
What?
You gotta get your bat off your shoulder and swing away, you know?
That's really funny of you. Okay. Oh, this is for me. Did you ever think you'd be dating a hockey player? No way.
I don't think so.
No, not at all. Hockey, like, wasn't really a thing, like, in my town growing up, so I didn't really, like, know any. Actually, that's funny. Taylor's ex-boyfriend was a hockey player, like, from high school into college, but he was, like, probably the only one in my high school that, like, really played hockey. Like, it really wasn't a thing, and I just feel like on the Cape, it's such a thing, and, like, everyone plays hockey, so I never really knew about it. And then when I first did at BU, it was kind of, like, everyone telling me about the hockey team, and the hockey team at BU was, like, everyone looks at them as, like, gods. Like, I'm not even trying to be dramatic, since BU hockey is, like, the biggest thing at BU. Like, there's no football team, so hockey is, like, it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no tailgates. It's, like, the hockey games. And, like, at a Gannis, and everybody goes, and, like, I feel like it's such a big deal.
Really, like, you obviously knew guys, like, on the team, but I feel like you weren't really friendly with them.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the ones that were in your grade.
Yeah.
But I feel like
last year you got...
Oh, really friendly. And now, even, like, this year with
I, like, hang out with them friends. Without you. Yeah. And I remember, it's funny, before I even met you, I was like, oh, so, you know, like, da-da-da. I'm, like, name-dropping some of the guys who I, like, barely was friends with through, like, mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I feel like I literally just remember, this is so funny, like, random memory. I remember being at FitRec, like, being on the treadmill, and a bunch of guys on the hockey team would walk by in their, like, big, like, BU hockey jackets and, like, backpacks. And I swear it was, like, they would be walking in, like, slow motion, and, like, the world would stop, and everyone would, like, stare at them. Like, I swear that's how it is at BU. Like, the hockey team was just, like, people are, like, fans. Like, people, like, have them sign autographs and are like, oh, my God, I have a class with, like, Dante Fabro. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone just loved them so much. So I was never really, like, I think it was just kind of, like, scary to me. I was like, ooh, the hockey team. Like, I don't really know them. Like, that just seems like a lot. Like, that's just not my vibe. Like, I was never into the hockey players. I didn't know them. And then I feel like I did become friends with some of them, just being in a sorority. Like, my sorority was, like, pretty close to the hockey team. Like, we had a lot of mutual friends, so I knew some of them, like, when you were coming in. But then, obviously, once I met you and, like, got close to you, I was like, okay, this one's different than all the other ones. A lot of them are, like, I'm saying like questionable personalities and like decision making skills with girls. But...
And I think especially for BU, the hockey team is very young.
Yes. Like immature.
And like other schools, usually the hockey team will be a bit older with guys playing years of juniors before coming to college. But that's not the case with BU, so that probably explains
it. You were probably the oldest one. I think you were.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, and so you were, like, mature and different. And then so, obviously, meeting Max, getting close with Max, starting to date Max, I, like, met all the guys on the team and became friends with, like, most of them. But no, I never thought I would be dating a hockey player.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I feel like me and my friends would see other girls that we know, like, being really close to the hockey guys or, you know, wanting to date one or whatever. And me being like, oh, my God, that's never going to be me. Like, I'm just not about it. And then here I am, wiped up. Max, did you ever find playing hockey and managing a relationship hard or, like, difficult? Because I feel like guy athletes will say that. Or that could be a reason they would want to end a relationship. They'd be like, oh, I just can't do this. Like, it's really distracting me from my sport, like, kind of thing.
No, not really.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I think you were very understanding that hockey is a big priority in my life.
Yeah, if it's important to you, it's important to me. Like, I want you to do what makes you happy.
And especially now that it is my profession and my source of income, that you definitely take it a lot more seriously, I think.
Well, and I feel like I always have.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes, But I think more so now, where you understand that I need time to, whether it's sleep or rest or get to the rink early or stay after and prepare and recover that way. Where
I know in college I would be like, come hang out with me.
Yeah.
Gretchen, greater than hockey. But I feel like just the kind of person that you are, like, you're so good with managing your time and everything that you, I feel like it's not hard for you to manage hockey and deal with a crazy girlfriend. But I feel like for other guys it is like really overwhelming, and I even remember times in college when I was single being like, oh my gosh, there is so much going on with school, YouTube, like everything that I'm doing, that like I don't even know if I could be in a relationship or not. I don't know how I'd handle that. And I feel like obviously some guys as athletes feel like so overwhelmed with that in school that like they really can't do the relationship thing. But I feel like that was something that was never really hard for you.
Yeah, no, I think it almost falls on the girlfriend being understanding of how much time and commitment is needed. And it works both ways, where I understand that you need time to do your work and your jobs and things like that. Where you just have to balance your time and
But I feel like you also have always done a really good job at, like, hockey is your priority, but also I'm a priority in your life. And I feel like in relationships with someone being an athlete or being busy, whatever it is, like, if someone likes you, they're going to make time for you. And if they're not making time for you, then maybe you guys shouldn't be together anyway. Because it's like, you need to make time for each other. I don't care how busy you are. Like, that's, like, a thing that people say. Like, you're always going to make time for people that are important in your life. So, yeah. Okay. This is the most asked question, the biggest category. Ready? It's, like, all the questions of, like, do you see yourself engaged soon? Do we see ourselves getting married? And, like, when did we know that we would be engaged, get married? Like, when did we start talking about that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think from the very beginning, we're very serious about each other. And that we definitely love each other very much. And that's, you guys can probably see that in the videos.
But they have no idea.
I know.
No clue. Yeah.
I don't know when we start talking about it.
I think about that all the time.
We would joke about it, like, every now and then, but the more we joked about it, the more that it became, like, real. Serious and, like, actually.
I know, it was probably, like, the first week we were dating, and I was like, oh, yeah, one day when we're engaged, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I feel like from the beginning, I would try to think when we first started seriously being, like, okay, when we're married, or, like, when we have kids, la, la, la.
Maybe one of the days when we were shopping and you wanted to pop into Tiffany's.
I'm like, should we go look at rings? He's like, Gretchen. I'm like,
what? I'm like, you better wait a few years.
When do we know? Yeah, so I feel like early on, and we've just always kind of, like, talked about it. Do you see yourself engaged soon? I don't know. In the next couple years?
Weeks?
Minutes? I feel like in the next couple years would be
definitely. Good.
I'm 22. You're going to be 25, babe.
Yeah.
In February. That's old.
I'm a mature man.
Yeah. So, basically, whenever Max decides, I'm ready. But, yes, we see ourselves getting married and just in the future. And I saw one question, and I'm sure people were thinking this. It was, like, do you ever feel like you're too young to be making these decisions or, like, too young to be talking about that? I'm like, I don't think it's, like, too young. I feel like it's different for everyone. But sometimes I am like, okay, Gretchen, chill the frick out. You are 22 years old. Stop thinking about being married, living in a house, having kids, like, right now. Like, it's not happening now. And you need to be excited and happy and good with right now, because one day you're going to have kids and be grown up and you're going to be like, wow, remember when I was 22 and I just wanted this? Like, I need to travel and live my life and be happy being a young adult. Not single, but like in a relationship, not engaged, married, kids yet. So this says, guess each other's favorite movie. But I think we kind of know.
Oh, no, I know yours, but I forget the name every time. I knew
this is going to happen. But there's a couple. You could say what that one's about, or you could say, like, other ones.
Yours it's is not easy. Endless Love. Is it Endless Love?
No, I feel like you always say that, but it's really close to that.
It's,
I, like, kind of forget, too, but I remember now. It's okay that you don't remember.
It's hard. It's every time this question comes up.
Every time you always forget. Well, can I just say yours, because yours is easy. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Any of them, I guess.
Yeah, all of them.
Is there, like, a specific one that's your fave?
No, not really.
All of them. Yeah. And Lion King.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, time's up. I'm telling you what it's called.
Nah, just tell me.
Ready? Stuck in Love.
Yes.
That is probably my favorite movie of all time. But also, you could have said, like, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Yeah. I love that movie. There's, like, a couple others that are, like, faves, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuck in Love.
How did you know each other was the one?
The one?
What does the one even mean to you, Max?
The one. Someone who you just can spend every day with and not get sick of and annoyed by.
Mm-hmm. When I think of the one, I think of, like, the one that you're going to be with forever.
Yeah. And one that you enjoy their company and doing things together.
Don't get too sick of.
Yeah.
How did you know I was... Am I the one?
Well, we kind of touched on this a little bit. It was an accumulation of moments and events where I really enjoyed spending time with you and talking to you each and every day. And I didn't need to talk to really anyone else, you know?
So just me, no friends, no family.
Yeah.
If we were on a deserted island.
Yeah, I'd be okay.
We'd be okay. Yeah, I feel like I knew Max was the one just because he is extremely different from any boy I've had any interaction with ever in the past. And like I said before, so selfless, so kind, so caring. I don't get sick of him. I could spend so much time with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very special to me. Do you watch my vlogs?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a part of the notification squad, as you guys call it.
You are. Yeah. Guys, it's my favorite thing. Whenever I post a vlog, Max texts me right away and goes, new video.
Yeah.
Celebration emoji.
I'm a big fan.
Hmm.
Especially being away, because then I usually skim through the videos because I'm usually in them and I've already lived it.
Yeah. I would get mad at him and I would be like, can you watch my videos? And he's like, Gretchen, I literally lived that whole day with you.
Yeah.
I was with you the whole time you were filming. Like, I already know what happened. But now he watches them and is a big fan since we're away.
Exactly.
And so he sees, like, what I'm up to.
Yeah.
Can you start vlogging for me so I see what your days are what's happening in your days?
Yeah. Private. Okay. Privately, though.
Okay. You can send me your vlogs.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Snapchat.
This says, we've been dating a year, so do I still give you butterflies?
Yeah.
Do I?
Every time I pick you up from the airport.
That's it?
Yeah, and when we go on dates and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
when we're mushy and we talk about our feelings.
Uh-huh.
You definitely give me butterflies, even though we've been dating for a year.
Yeah.
I got butterflies when you were recording this podcast. I forget at what point I just got all excited.
Favorite thing about me.
Yeah. Or I think it was when... Oh, when I said, when do you see yourself in 5 years? And I was, like, waiting for you to say, like, being with me still. But, yeah, definitely. And we always say that we're in the honeymoon phase, and I don't think we're leaving it anytime soon because we're just obsessed with each other.
I agree.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, last question that we've been alluding to this whole podcast.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
I thought there was another question.
No? When are we getting a puppy, and do we know the name?
April, Golden Retriever, and we don't know the name. I think it's going to hit us when we...
Really?
When we see it, yeah.
I feel like I need to know before.
It's going to be a boy.
Yeah. Has to be a boy. Only because I've only ever had boy dogs, so that's, like, what I'm most comfortable with. And Max has never had a dog.
No.
Never.
But I want a good boy, not a good girl.
That's so that's his reason that he wants a boy. And the name I've always wanted, I've always thought it would be really cute to have a puppy named Tucker. But, you guys, we can't name our puppy Tucker because that's Taylor's boyfriend's name.
Yeah, that would be weird.
And I'm like, dude, now that you're dating my best friend and roommate, I can't name my puppy your name. So, and it's hard because I really
think we're leaning towards Brady and Brody.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's so many names that we've looked at and stuff. And a lot of them are names of dogs that I already know, dogs I've already had, dogs I've met, dogs that I know other people have, like, on social media, whatever. And I want it to be a name that's, like, new. And Brody and Brady, Mandy told me. And I was like, ooh, I really like that. Or, like, Bodie or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe. But we'll see.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked Tucker.
I know. Me too.
And now that I can't have Tucker, I think I want it that much more. But watch we name him Tucker. What if we change it up a little bit, like Tucker? Tuckerman. That's actually his full name, Tuckerman. But, okay. I think this is the end. Yeah. Wow.
That was awesome.
You think? Did you like this?
Yeah.
Didn't you forget that we were recording?
Yeah, I did.
It's just like us hanging out talking.
Chatting.
Just like normal.
Chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of gals on the go. Okay, well, thanks for being here, Bubby.
Yeah.
Of course. This has been great.
This is special.
Aw, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay, thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.